The views and opinions expressed on the following show are those of the host and not necessarily those of Bigler Broadcasting or the staff and management of FM Talk 106.5.
It's time for the George Williams Show on FM Talk 106.5. George Williams, retired U.S. Marine Major, Vietnam veteran, retired federal agent, former vice chairman of the Alabama Republican Party, and world traveler, brings his wealth of information, sharing his thoughts on today's politics, and taking your calls and texts at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Hello, everybody out there, Radio Land. I am so glad to be in Mobile, Alabama. L.A., we call it. Lower Alabama, folks. And on this beautiful, well, it's a nice day, but it's been cloudy all day, okay? And there's so much happening, folks. Some of the good news. I'm going to play something right now and see if anybody can pick it up, because it's great news for the Republicans, even for some of those rhinos out there and some Democrats who are currently coming over to the Republican Party from those, I call them Democrats, folks. That's what they are. Here we go. Philip, let's play this.
Consign him and those who supported him in the Senate to the trash of history.
Twitter permanently banning the Commander-in-Chief's personal account with 88 million followers.
Can anybody guess what that is? That is the introduction to the new Donald Trump platform, and it's called Save America. Save America. It was just released, opened up today. Matter of fact, I just received this from a buddy of mine, and I've signed up for it already. So it's Donald Trump, DonaldJTrump.com. And it's called Save America. So he has his own account. The hell with Twitter. The hell with Facebook. And now we have Donald Trump talking directly to the folks, to the people. And this is what he's going to do. And you've got to visit this site, folks. It says, heartwarming to read new polls on big shot warmongo Liz Cheney. Okay, he's getting on him already. He's getting on. And then another one. So nice to see Rhino Mick Romney booed off the stage at the Utah Republican State Convention. They are among the earlier to have figured this guy out, a stone-cold loser. So Donald Trump is back at it, folks, with his own platform. His own platform. And he started off very strong. Says, please explain to the Democrats and rhinos that the reason Texas 06 completely shut out Democrats in the Saturday's jungle primary, because my endorsement of Susan Wright, and they did. They shut the Democrats out, and Susan Wright won that primary, okay? And we also have good news about our Kenneth Pascal from House District 73. He won his primary battle last Tuesday, and we could not report it until after our show, because we didn't have the results in. But I've talked to him, and he's going to call in later on. And he's got one more battle, folks. That battle is against a Democrat who's running in that district. Now, there's no sense of Democrats running in that district. I can tell you that, folks. That is a complete Republican district in Shelby County. And we feel that he is going to be our next House District 73 representative. And I'm so glad, because he's going to make history. He is going to make history as the first African-American, or I always use the word black, okay? First black American to win a House seat in the state of Alabama. It's long overdue, folks. Long overdue. So we're going to hear from him tonight. And we're going to talk about quite a few different issues. And what's getting me is Black Lives Matter and this voter suppression, okay? Voter suppression. Who the hell are you suppressing? Except those illegitimate voters, okay, who are not American citizens. And you hear, you don't hear too much now of the Democrats talking about this past election, because if you look in places like Arizona where they're doing a complete audit in Maricopa County, okay, President Trump on his new website, on his new platform, he talked about that today, how the Democrats, he said, big victory today in Arizona. A highly respected judge has just ruled that forensic audit being done by the Arizona State Senate can and will continue. Over 100 Democratic lawyers were sent to fight against the audit. The results will be very interesting for the U.S. and the world to see. Why are the Democrats fighting so hard to hide the facts? I know why, and so does everybody else. And folks, let me tell you, they are fighting hard. They sent over 100 lawyers to try to get the Maricopa County, and that's in Arizona, which covers the Phoenix, Arizona area. They tried so hard to get them to stop the audit. Why are they stopping the audit? Why do they want it stopped? They want it stopped, folks, because there's nothing but criminal cheating. Cheating, cheating, cheating. And they're doing it, excuse me, all over the place, okay? They don't want audits. They don't want you voters out there to know how crooked they were during this 2020 election. Now President Trump has his own platform. He will be able to talk to his own people, okay, and tell them what Twitter and Facebook is trying to stop him from doing. All right. Now, I also read that Facebook on Wednesday is supposed to decide if they will reinstate him. Well, the hell with Facebook. The hell with Twitter and all those others. He has his own now. And I'm sure, like I joined tonight, all you got to do is send your email in, okay, your name, email, and you will get all the notifications that he is sending out, just like he did on his Twitter account. That's what he's doing, folks. So sign up for Donald Trump's new platform, okay? Sign up for that. And he's already started. He's got so many things here that he has included in his platform. And I would like to see, I'd like for us to get a running tab on how many people have signed up so far, how many will sign up in the subsequent days, okay? He had 80-some million subscribed on his Twitter account. It's going to be more than that now. And I venture to say that quite a few Democrats will be coming over and signing up and will be coming over to the Republican Party. There's no doubt in my mind that in 2022, which is only a year and a half away from now, folks, that we're going to take over the House, which is Congress, and we're going to take over the Senate, okay? Now, we lost 2 seats in Georgia, but we're going to take one of those seats back in 2022, okay? There's no doubt about that. We will take Georgia back. Georgia will be a red state. Okay, Arizona will be a red state because what happens in this audit will give an indication of what happened all over America in those states, especially the state that I grew up in. I was born here in Mobile, but the state I grew up in is New Jersey. And folks, they didn't have voters going to the voting stations in New Jersey. Everybody had to vote by mail. They had to vote by mail. That is criminal, okay? They use COVID as an excuse. Now let's see what happens. Let's see what happens in the 2022 election. because I know the chairman of the New Jersey Democrat Party. He was my teammate on the football team and on the track team in high school. And I've talked to him. Okay? So this is what we got to do, folks. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Welcome back. Welcome back, folks. And let me tell you, we are on a mission. Our mission is to stop the spread of the Democrat social communist activity in America. And believe me, we're going to stop it. They're not going to win, folks. They're not going to win. All right, as I promised, our candidate for House District 73, Mr. Kenneth Pascal, he is talking with us now. How you doing, Ken?
George, I'm doing well. I appreciate you inviting me back on.
Great, great. We congratulate you on that victory in the runoff last Tuesday. And you have one more hurdle to climb. And tell our audience about that, please.
Well, yes. We had a really hard-fought race in our runoff. And I'm, like I said, happy to announce I'm the Republican Party nominee for our special general election. And that is on July the 13th. Mm-hmm. And like I said, we taking a few days break, and then next week we're going to start back up with our fundraising, and then we'll continue our Get Out the Vote campaign. But we do ask people to mark your calendar for July the 13th. There's one Democrat that qualified for this House District 73 race, and we're not going to take anything for granted. Mm-hmm. And we're going to work hard. We need people continued prayers, their financial support, and also any volunteers. We had one young lady drove up from Fairhope,
right,
and had heard us talk on the show. So definitely appreciate any and all support. And, but the special general election is on July the 13th, and like I said, we're feeling good, but we're not going to take anything for granted. We just got to keep working hard, and I think it would be an honor to serve in the Alabama legislature. And I was reaching out to the Alabama Archives Department and asking them about looking at that data as far as when was the last African American, when was the last Black Republican was elected to the Alabama State House. And right now they're still looking because there is no data as far as anyone being elected. There is data showing that someone switched from a Democrat to a Republican and then switched back. But so this is the major history that we're looking at taking place on July the 13th. If elected, I'll be the first Black Republican to serve in the Alabama legislature since the Reconstruction. So I'm really excited about that opportunity. But most importantly, I'm excited about being serving the people. You know, I'm a 21-year career military veteran, and service has always been in my heart. Mm-hmm. And that's my commitment is to our Lord, our country, and if elected, to the people. And so, just George, appreciate you again for allowing me to come on and share. And any particular additional details you need to know?
Well, I know I've talked to you, and subsequent to your victory last Tuesday. And the folks, now you've been doing a lot of work on behalf of the families in Montgomery, and I know that our hierarchy in the legislature have been making contact with you. So how did that go?
Well, definitely I have received phone calls from our senior leadership there in Montgomery, and received their congratulations. And they're really excited about the opportunity for me to be joining them in a different capacity, as you mentioned. Mm-hmm. I am familiar with the legislative process. Spent the last 11 years as a private citizen working on pro-family legislation, because I think one of the biggest threats to our state and country is the family. Mm-hmm. I think the family is, there's an intentional attack on the family until the point we don't realize it, because we're dealing with so many symptoms now. Mm-hmm. Also, I received a call from the governor's office this past Friday. They're just calling on behalf of the governor to share her congratulations. And so definitely appreciate that. And minority GOP, appreciate my family there, their support. We have people that came out actually on election day. And so I appreciate that. Chairman Walsh, I spoke with him, and I look forward to meeting with him here within the next couple of weeks.
Right.
But just outstanding support from everyone. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I'm just really excited and just look forward to continue working. And once again, we're not going to take anything for granted. We're going to work hard, just as hard as we did during our primary.
Mm-hmm. Now, how can folks help you out?
Well, George, priority number one is fundraising. We have to continue our fundraising efforts to raise money so that we're in a better position to win July the 13th. So mm-hmm. The key thing is fundraising over the next couple of weeks. We really want to push hard. If people want to donate, they can visit my website, which is Kenneth Paschal, and the Paschal is spelled P-A-S-C-H-A-L. So KennethPaschal.com, and as soon as you pull up the website, you have a donate option there.
Okay.
But that's the best way to support right now. And then, like I said, a couple weeks from now, we'll shift to our second phase. Mm-hmm. But whether it's $5, there's no amount too small, and any donation will be greatly appreciated.
Right. Yeah, I spoke a couple of days ago to our party chairman, John Waltz, and he's very excited. And I spoke to members of our state steering committee. They're very excited. Just everybody is excited about your victory. And they want to see you in the House, District 73 in that seat. So that's the good thing. That is a good. And you know what else it does? It helps. I'm the outreach coordinator for the Alabama Republican Party, and it helps me out too. You know that, because people are watching. People are looking at the Republican Party, and this is very big, and it will help out tremendously to bring other black Republicans, blacks into the party. So that's another good thing. And how do you feel about that?
Well, I agree with you 100%. This is an opportunity for our state to prove that Alabama is moving forward, and I think this is a great opportunity for other potential candidates to get fired up, get motivated. We need more people out there putting a name in a hat to run. We had a young gentleman that drove up from Montgomery on last Tuesday on election day, and he was one of our outside poll workers, just with the sign outside, just greeting people as they come in and exit the polls. And he was just saying, I'm so thankful I had opportunity to witness.
Wow.
What I saw is so much support, people coming in, and everyone you talked to was very supportive And he said, you almost lost hope based on what took place in November. But just seeing that, you know, if you continue to work hard, you know, the Lord is still there blessing those.
Mm-hmm.
So it was good to see and hear that, that this, I think this has a great opportunity to get people re-energized. And so I'm really excited for our party, for our state, and for our next generation.
Oh, all right. And we are also very excited. And whatever support you we can give you, we're gonna do that. And we ask all our voters out there, if you're in the area or out of the area, there are ways you can assist with this very important victory. Because I can tell you, we need more Republicans, minority Republicans in the Alabama House and Alabama Senate. Okay, we need that. So hopefully, this is just the beginning of something great in the upcoming years.
Well, yes, and I think you're right. And you know, like I said, I'm just excited. I just want to get past July the 13th, and then and actually after that we start campaigning for 2022. There, but first, yeah. First step is our special general election, and just another additional information is for okay. Listeners. If you visit the website KennethPasco.com,
all right,
at the bottom they give other people options.
All right.
As far as how to volunteer.
All right, guy. We got to go to our next break. We got to earn some money here. So that's fantastic. And we'll talk to you again before the election, okay?
Okay, all right. Thank you so much.
All right, folks. Kenneth Pasquale. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Welcome back. Welcome back, everybody out there in radio land. I am George Williams, your host, and we have a surprise tonight. And her name, you all know her. She is Miss Leticia Jones. Mrs. Leticia Jones. How you doing there? How you doing?
Hey, George, I'm well. How about you all?
Oh, great, great. It's so nice to hear your voice. We haven't heard you in a few weeks.
Yes, yes, yes. I have to definitely continue to drop in also and just kind of give you guys an update.
Right.
The last time I talked with you, I think I couldn't get on because I was at an event at Mar-a-Lago with Sarah Huckabee.
Right, right. Sarah Huckabee and... Miss Bondi was there. A lot of people, right?
Yeah, Pam Bondi was there. Vernon Jones was there. Oh, yeah, it was a lot of people.
Right, right. And Mar-a-Lago is, I've been there to a couple meetings. That's a beautiful location, isn't it, Mr. Trump's place?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, yeah. All those beautiful chandeliers.
Is. Especially the pool side is beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. So what is happening now? I know that one of my Kappa Alpha Psi brothers, and I knew him very well. Unfortunately, mm-hmm. he was a Democrat. Congressman L.C. Hastings passed away, and
yes.
That seat is open now.
Yes, it is. It's actually open. And in that district, which is District 20, Florida Congressional District 20, I opened a. You remember my cafe was there in the heart of Pahokee there in that district. I'm so excited right now, George, because there's going to be a special election going on, and yes, I am running in this special election for Congress.
Okay.
And Governor DeSantis just announced today that our special election is going to be, the primaries will be November the 2nd, I believe, and January the 11th will be the general election date.
Okay.
For that special election, yeah.
Okay. So you have a lot of work to do between now and then.
Oh, yeah. You guys know I do. I have a lot of work to do. And at the same time, I've been getting a lot of assistance. I got the endorsement of Attorney General Pam Bondi.
Right. Right. That is fantastic. That is,
yeah, so I'm excited about that.
Yeah. And since you've been at Mar-a-Lago, there was some more good news today, and that is President Trump opened up his platform.
Yes!
Yeah. That is great news.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm so excited because I think I feel the energy again in this country, you know, and it takes all of us Americans to kind of just like to take our country back. We have to take Congress. We have to take Congress. We have to get and stay in control of the Senate. And definitely we have to do something about this, getting our president back in place.
Yeah, that is true. And now with this platform, you guys will have, your candidates will have a lot to ride on, you know? That's important.
Yeah.
That's important. All of a sudden, Facebook come up with something. I read it today that they will decide tomorrow if they're going to reinstate President Trump. Okay? Who the hell cares now that he has his own platform? And I signed up myself today for his information that he's passing along. And I'm sure there are going to be millions and millions of people doing that.
Yes, yes, yes. And I don't know if you remember, but Governor DeSantis, we have a bomb-ass governor in Florida. Governor DeSantis had stated to them that they would charge them if they started to block a lot of us political candidates, he would start fining them.
Okay. Okay.
About $250,000 a day, and he's giving them 7 days. Now I can see the increase in my numbers again, because as far as being a conservative and a black conservative, you know, they come after us really hard because they don't want people to see that our president is not racist.
Right.
The Republican Party is not necessarily a racist party either. But at the same time, you have bad people all over the country, and we have to identify those people and clean up our party. That's what we have to do, because we know who the 7 people are that voted against the president and to impeach him, and that's what we have to do in this party as well. But I'm excited, George.
Great. You sound very enthused about it.
I am. And I'm so excited because I feel like we have an opportunity. And you know my district very well also, because you're familiar with the district.
Yeah.
You've come there, you've visited, you've been to the cafe, you've done a lot of things there in Florida.
Right.
And unfortunately, my district is the poorest district in Palm Beach. Wow. On one side, it's the wealthiest in the entire state, and the other side is the poorest.
Okay.
So I think we have to have a balance there. And I know the people have to realize that, you know what, it doesn't matter about if I have a Democrat representing them, and most people don't realize Alcee Hastings was there for like 20 to 30 years.
That's right. That is correct. After he was kicked off of the federal bench.
He was impeached.
Impeached.
Remember?
That's
impeached
right. That
by
is
his
correct.
Own party. He was impeached by Jimmy Carter.
Right.
Then, after he was impeached, he ran for Congress and won the seat. So that tells you about the criminal activity within itself.
That's true. Very, very, very true. How do you feel about being in the this election, this runoff?
I feel excited. George, you know what the funniest thing about this is? People don't realize it's about 14 Democrats lining up for the seat.
Oh, my God. Whoa.
14, and these are major people. These are people, and I've been sitting there just blasting them. You cannot have a state senator and then run for a federal seat. Our law and the Constitution doesn't allow it, so you have to give those seats up.
Right.
Barbara Sharif is a city commissioner for in Broward County. Then we have another gentleman that was, I believe, a Democratic mayor in Broward County. They all had to resign their seats. So this, to me, if the Republican Party is focused, we need to have people ready to get into those seats, because this is the opportunity for us.
Right. And you can recall, and I can too, because your husband was in law enforcement in Palm Beach County. When Palm Beach and Broward County, we're both red.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Both of them.
Right. They were both red. And hopefully, you know, with those endorsements, I know that the governor is in favor of you. I talked to someone the other day, and we're going to, you know, work on him to get his endorsement, especially for you, because that's so important, you know?
Yes.
And definitely President Trump, who is right there. And now with his new platform, you know, it's called Save America, and that is fantastic. That's a good name. Good
Love
name.
Love it, yes. And it fits with the PAC, Save America, as well. They also have, you know.
Right, right. How is, when they do the redistricting, is that going to affect your district? Because Florida got how many seats? Two new seats or one?
Two additional seats. So I'm filing to run. I'm running in District 20, but I don't know if it'll be District 20 after that, because we'll know right before the election what district it'll actually be. So, yes, it's going to probably affect my district.
Okay. All right. And I know you're preparing for it.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Right now, you know, we have a lot of opportunity out here. Like I say, my goal right now is just to continue to get out here to get a petition signed and, most importantly, raise money. You know, for example, a couple of the people came in here with $500,000 in the back door already.
Whoa.
In this race. Oh, yeah.
Well, I know LC had a lot of money. Whatever happened to that money? Did they give it to those Democratic candidates? Because they have to do something with it.
I thought that, you know, he had $7.5 million.
Whoa.
Yes. And I'm sitting there thinking, this is the craziest I've heard. That's why we have to have some better form of campaign finance, you know, in reference to money shouldn't be sitting around like that. Huh. I don't know. Maybe some of those candidates have it. But, you know, they are a well-oiled machine.
Okay.
And what they still are. Yeah.
It's still hard for me to
election, I think, in Florida is just going to be, yeah. I mean, in some of these seats, for example, like I say, you're talking about almost 20 people in my race.
Wow.
And you have three Republicans.
Okay.
I'm concerned that, and I'm not a prejudiced or a racist
okay, we're
person.
Okay, we got to get into a commercial. Hold on a second. We'll have you for part of our segment, because we have another guest coming on, okay, after you.
Okay.
All right? And then you can finish your thought. Foss, we'll be right back.
Perfect.
This is George Williams.
Welcome back to The George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Welcome back. We're going to continue with Leticia Jones, and then we're going to have our other guests come on. Okay, Leticia, how can folks help you out there?
Well, actually, they can drop a check in the mail, or better yet, to 700. Better yet, you know what? Why don't they just go to the website, lajonesforhouse.com.
Okay.
That's lajonesforhouse.com. They can make donations. They can do in-kind donations. Any type of support would be greatly appreciated.
Great.
Because, you know, they're going to bring a machine. You know, it's a machine.
Yeah.
Can I outraise them? I don't know. I'll take what I got and I'll make it work.
Gotcha.
I just got to get across the finish line. Get to the door.
All right. And we're going to have you on some more times, okay?
Absolutely. You guys know I love Alabama.
Right. That's it. That's why I came back here, because I love Alabama. That's it. You're right. Okay, Leticia Jones.
Sir.
All right. Until next time.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for the time, George, and God's blessings to everyone.
You too. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, folks. Our next guest is Kate, and Kate is from the Common Sense Campaign. We were at a meeting last night. How you doing, Kate?
I'm doing great.
Great.
Your show's good.
Great.
A lot of like-minded folks you have on tonight.
Oh, thank you. Now, you have a big announcement for this upcoming Saturday, and I'll be there.
Yes, sir. We hope to hear from you, too. And it'll be at the Fowl River Community Center. It starts at 11 o'clock. And, you know, George, we've been out there since 2009, and mm-hmm. we've been informing folks and actually warning folks about exactly what's happening today. So you're going to hear from some folks that are going to give you some information on how you can help, what you can do for our country, and stand up with us. But we have Jim Ziegler from our state auditor be talking about the prison reform deal and also the I-10 bridge issue that a lot of people are interested in.
Mm-hmm.
Congressman Jerry Carl, our new congressman from the Mobile area, will be there talking about some issues in Washington and things that we can do to help.
Okay.
We're going to have Shane Stringer, who's a representative on, has a bill in now on our gun rights.
Okay.
Also, Bama Carey. We're going to have a lot of folks and a lot of information for folks that would like to get involved and help our country and get us out of this mess we're in, hopefully, and stand with us. But just invite everyone to come out. Going to have free food, hamburgers, hot dogs, other things, cakes to auction off. You know, it's Mother's Day. We'll have things that maybe you can take home to mom. But just come out and enjoy a good day with us and stand up for our freedoms and rights and against the socialism that's taking over our country.
Great. And I feel left out because you didn't say you'll have George Williams there.
Yeah, I did in the beginning.
You know, okay.
I said you may be one of our guests, too.
No, I enjoy going to those rallies.
No, we want to hear from you, too. You know, originally I wasn't sure you were going to be there, but we're certainly glad you're going to be there, and you'll get a chance to get up and share with us just for a few minutes talk about the what you're doing for the GOP minority, and we're excited about what you're doing, George.
Oh, it's fantastic, and I'm excited, and I don't know if you heard my earlier guest, Pascal, Kenneth Pascal.
Yeah. Right.
It's so
nice.
I wish
I was in his district.
Right. I understand. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to this Saturday. And anything else you want to say?
11
o'clock.
Just 11 o'clock, Fowl River Community.
Right on the Crossway.
Family friendly. Come on, bring the children. A lot of the venue is going to be outside. We're going to have a lot of tables of interest and just a good time with your patriotic, good citizens of Mobile, Alabama.
Great. Okay, Kay, we appreciate you coming on. And,
yes, sir. Appreciate you.
All right. Okay, so that's
see
it.
See you Saturday.
All right. We'll see you Saturday, okay?
Thank you, George.
Oh, you're welcome. Bye-bye. All right, folks. That was Kay from the Common Sense Campaign, and we were at a meeting at the original Oyster House last night. They have great seafood there. I really enjoyed it, and Chef Horace Mack was there last night. He was our guest speaker, and Dr. Liu, of course, he's always there, and he's setting up this whole thing. He coordinated it, so he's doing a fantastic job for the voters and the folks in Alabama. I don't think people realize what he's done and what he is doing, okay, for this state and for the people. Dr. Liu Campomanosa, and I'm going to have him on the show numerous times between now and the next election because he knows what's going on. He's a retired U.S. Marine Corps major. Dr. Liu. He's a PhD-er. He's a professor at Tulane University. So he is very knowledgeable and a very smart individual. So I ask everybody, come out there to Falk River on Saturday at 11 o'clock. They're going to have free food, folks. Free food. And it's going to be good food, too, because I'm going to help out. And I'm not going to charge for it, you know. So that's a joke. Yeah. But anyway, you know, enjoy, come out and enjoy yourself. And you know, look, listen to a lot of very important people who are going to be there. Jerry Carl, good buddy of mine, Zig. Mr. Zig is a very good friend, okay? And we need them, folks. We need them. All right. Now, what I was talking about before, I'm so happy about the platform, the new platform for President Trump. And you heard Letitia Jones talk about the governor, what the governor of Florida did and the legislature. If you're on one of these platforms, and if they do you or any citizen in Florida like they did President Trump, they're going to be fined or stay out of Florida. And I think that's another reason why Facebook is has done an about-face, and tomorrow they're going to decide if they will allow President Trump to get back on Facebook. I think that's because of the action of the Florida legislators and the governor signing that bill. Okay, and let me tell you, I know Ron DeSantis, a military guy like me, Harvard grad. I'm not a Harvard grad. I graduated from William Patterson in Wayne, New Jersey, William Patterson University. That was my school that I graduated from. But he graduated from Yale and Harvard. He has a law degree, and he was in the military, and a very smart guy. And the most important thing about Governor DeSantis is he has guts, okay? He has guts. We need more military people, in my mind, in these some of these positions in Congress and the Senate. But we don't need rhinos, folks. We need folks with guts. And we need you politicians out there who are Republican, get some guts. Stand up to these darn Democrats. Stand up to them. You must do that. We can't allow them to take over this country. And the reason I say that, and I tell the Democrats, okay, remember Democrats or Democrats, a.k.a. Democrats, remember 1776, okay, what the British tried to do. We kicked their behinds out of this country, okay? And we had to do the same thing to you Democrats. We are going to do that. You're not going to take over this country. You're not going to take it over. And we want our Republicans, even some of you Democrats, come over to the Republican Party. Get away from what the – how can you lift your head, hold your head up high and walk a straight line by knowing what these Democrats, Biden and his idiots – in the White House, what they're doing. I mean, this is treason to me, okay? So, folks, think about it. Think about it. Get rid of those Democrats, all right? We'll see you all next week, same time, same place, same station. Until then, everybody, Vicon Dales.